This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. All states and UTs have expressed unanimous solidarity and support to the armed forces on Operation Sindoor during the governing council meeting of the Niti Aayog in Delhi yesterday. Briefing the media, the Niti Aayog CEO, the BVR Subramaniam, said that there was anger over what happened in Pahalgam and everybody commended the role and the valour of the defence forces and the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Subramaniam said that during the meeting, Prime Minister stressed on the achievement of goal of the Viksit Bharat, which would require the strength of Team India, which was shown during the Operation Sindoor.
Operation Sindoor is not a show of army strength. It has to be converted to social strength because society came out and supported our action. Similarly, Viksit Bharat is not the idea of a chief minister or an individual or anybody in the system. It has to get converted into a people's movement.
In the meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi asked the states to develop at least one tourist destination per state at par with the global standards by providing all the facilities and infrastructure. Chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of the Niti Aayog in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister emphasized on one state, one global destination, saying that it would lead to the development of the neighboring countries and the cities as the tourist places. The delegation led by the Congress MP Shashi Tharoor has arrived in the US, and the sixth delegation led by the NCP SP MP Supriya Sule has also reached Qatar. The multi-party delegation have also tasked to put forth India's stand against terrorism before the world and have gone all out in their outreach to put forth India's zero tolerance stance against terrorism. The all-party delegation led by the DMK MP Kanimuri, which is in the Moscow yesterday, addressed a joint press conference at the Indian Embassy in Russia. Mr. Kanimuri strong put forth the Pahalgam terror attack, which was done by the terrorist who had infiltrated the Indian territory from Pakistan. Meanwhile, the high-level delegation led by the Shiv Sena MP Dr. Shrikant Shinde had concluded their visit on the United Arab Emirates and is now proceeding to the Democratic Republic of Congo. We have a report.
After underscoring India's firm zero-tolerance stance on terrorism in the UAE, the Shrikant Shinde-led delegation has now left for Congo. Before leaving, the delegation extended gratitude to the UAE leadership for their unwavering support to India in the fight against terrorism. On the other hand, the Bejent Panda-led delegation arrived in Bahrain earlier. The delegation will also visit Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Algeria to showcase India's continued fight against terrorism. Meanwhile, the delegation to Japan led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha has successfully completed the first leg of its tour and reached Seoul in South Korea. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar concluded his visit in Germany from May 22nd to the 24th. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the visit with the month of the new government formation in Germany is reflective of high priority both sides attached to the bilateral ties. In this meeting, the Chancellor Merz Jayashankar conveyed the warm wishes and the best wishes of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the new federal government in Germany. The Chancellor Merz expressed strong support for the further deepening and the increasing multifaceted India-Germany strategic partnership across diverse sectors. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. After being invited to bat first, the Punjab Kings scored 206 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, the Delhi Capitals made 208 for 4 in 19.3 overs and Sami Rizvi was declared the player of the match. Today, Gujarat Titans will face the Chennai Super Kings at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad in 3:30 p.m. The Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horn with the Kolkata Knight Riders at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.